Good afternoon, everybody. Del Serrano, the administrator for the Jewish Home, and Dr. Marie Adelot, again for our second call with all of you. And thank you for being on the call today, and we hope that you find these helpful. All of us appreciate your wonderful thoughts and prayers, and we continue to send those to our dedicated staff that continue to come in every day, every shift. I'm going to let Marie start us off just with an overview, and then I will answer some specific questions and give you some updates. Marie?
Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you're all self-quarantining and staying safe. As everyone knows, the COVID-19 cases in our community are increasing. They're now in the 500s, and we're in an acceleration phase in Rochester. We are expecting the peak sometime within the next 3 to 4 weeks. At the Jewish Home, we have no active cases that we're aware of right now, but I do expect that to change in the near future. We're monitoring residents very closely, twice a day for temperatures and respiratory symptoms, and we've put some new programs in place. We have an observation unit for new hospital admissions where the patients are cared for by staff who are wearing full protective gear. And after the 10 days, if they show no symptoms of COVID, then they're allowed to move to the regular floor where they're getting care. We're also doing very aggressive testing of any residents with fever or respiratory symptoms. We've done around 30 tests so far. We've also put in place a wing for any COVID positive patients where they can get care by nurses only for people with COVID wearing the protective equipment. As far as staff, we're monitoring our staff very closely and screening them all for temperatures at the time of entry to the home. And we're trying to expedite any staff who call in sick, getting COVID tested. We haven't had any COVID positive staff at this point, but that will change also as COVID becomes more common in the community. As you know, it's very contagious, and sometimes the symptoms can be quite mild, ranging all the way to quite severe. We're following the New York State Department of Health guidelines on when any ill staff can return to work, and we're working closely with the local and state health departments. So some questions came in about what happens if a resident becomes ill and develops symptoms. Obviously, we're doing the testing, and we have an excellent supply of testing materials. We have a very rapid turnaround of results from the Strong Lab. We've been very pleased about that. As soon as the test is ordered, the resident is placed in the room on the contact and droplet precautions. And if the test were to come back positive, we would be moving that resident to the COVID wing to be cohorted to prevent spread to other residents. And what do we do for the COVID positive patients? It's supportive care. As everyone knows, there is no medication that's been proven to be effective, but we provide supportive nursing care, oxygen, and evaluate that person frequently by medical staff. We will continue to communicate with you, the families, by phone, of course, if there's any change in the status of your loved one. We are actively making sure that the goals of care for all our residents are what they and their families wish. And I am encouraging you to be proactive with this as far as your loved one's wishes for resuscitation, hospitalization, ventilator use, whether they would want supportive care at the Jewish Home, which we call treatment in place, or whether they would want a comfort-focused approach if their health should decline. These are very important conversations to have and things to think about before your loved one has a crisis. Obviously, COVID-19 is a very serious diagnosis for nursing home residents. And I think everyone is aware that with the multiple medical conditions that our nursing home residents often have, transferring them to intensive care or ventilator use, it's difficult and it's unlikely to be effective in most cases. I want to put in on a slightly more cheerful note that some older residents do beat the illness. We have one that is in our facility now who has fully recovered, and I read about one in the media that was 104 and fully recovered. So don't underestimate people in their 80s, 90s, and 100s. So my last remark really is that it's a very unusual time for all of us, medical nursing staff here at the home, for you, the families, for all of our residents. And we're working very hard, doing everything we can to keep your loved ones as safe as possible and to communicate with you as well as possible.
Marie. So I'm going to answer some specific questions that came in that Marie did not cover. She did a great job talking about staff prevention and screening and resident screening and procedures. Again, I just want to make sure everybody knows that we have enough PPE, protective equipment. We're still getting shipments and deliveries. We are all wearing face masks, staff, upon entering the building. And then some specific questions around deliveries or food bringing, our families bringing food into the tower or into the cottages, and that's okay. So the answer is yes, but we ask that you put it in a plastic bag or a box so the staff can take the product out of the bag or the box. So that would be helpful. Scenarios around visitors, we're really, really restricting having visitors come. It's really if on hospice for the last 7 days of end of life, that people are allowed to come in. Any idea when we can see our resident, when she comes down to the stairs to the window in the lobby so I can see her? I will address that question at the end. How is the mail being handled? We are holding it for 3 days. We don't receive a lot of mail, but what we do receive, we're holding. There was a specific question around Alzheimer's. For Alzheimer residents who are not able to communicate symptoms, what do you do? What triggers a COVID test for an Alzheimer's resident? And that would be the same as far as what Marie talked about. And I'm guessing that this is probably more specific to our memory care unit. And if we did have a COVID case, we would have to treat and wear PPE upon entering that unit altogether. Just people that know the unit. We can't keep people in their rooms on that unit, so we would just have all the staff wear the PPE. If a patient gets COVID and has a serious case but does not want respirators, antibiotics, or any other extra measures, will they be able to stay at the Jewish home receiving comfort and hospice care? Of course. I think Marie touched on that too. That's your choice of your loved one, and we definitely would treat here and support your loved one. Are the residents able to walk outside their room to get some exercise? Yes. We're encouraging the staff to follow their plan of care and hallway empty and walk residents, and actually the staff are taking them outside for some fresh air and exercise. What is being done for resident mental well-being? We're doing a lot of programming, one-on-one video chats with families. We're streaming programs to channel 71, if it's music, just good humor, good production that Megan and her team are working on. And really, if you we're walking around the campus, the staff are in good spirits, the residents are in good spirits. They're practicing, you know, good cleaning, washing hands, wearing face masks. It's hard, and the staff too. They have stress, you know, stress in their life. So we're trying to be supportive of the staff as well as the residents, but they're still coming to work every day, which we really, really appreciate. So I have a couple updates. This will ease your mind. We are planning a window visit schedule, and you'll receive an email communication from our rec therapy department. We're going to have a schedule appointments, which will be about like 15-minute increments, and it'll start on Monday, April 13th. And right now, the times that we're working is about 9:45 to 4:30 p.m., and that will coordinate your loved one to come down to the north or south entrance here in the tower. And then in the greenhouses, it'll be the vestibule in each greenhouse. But this is scheduled, so you'll need to contact Megan and her team to make that appointment. I'm sure your loved ones will appreciate seeing all of you as well. We also have a email set up with our social work department. It's resident@jewishseniorlife.org. And you can send anything that we can print, if it's emails, pictures, that we can provide to your loved ones. We'll distribute those pictures or just notes, whatever you want to email us. And then another question that the families had emailed me too is about around supporting the staff and continue to come in every day and appreciate hearing from all of you. And we've had food deliveries, pizzas and treats delivered to the staff on the units or in the cottages. And just to let you know that the staff really, really appreciate that. You guys are thinking of them also, as well as your loved ones. I think I covered everything. And if I missed any of your specific questions, again, just feel free to email me and I will get back to you as soon as possible. But again, thank you for all your good thoughts and your prayers, and continue to be safe and healthy. Thank you.